Kids East Coast Breakfast.
There's so much happening this weekend. It's okay if you missed it, but I'll tell you what, there were 12,000 people who didn't miss it. It was the 52nd Aquile Midmar Mile in Howick. Catherine van Rensburg van Pretoria off.
Well done. Why haven't you competed earlier? Why are you doing it now? And it's your first time doing it. You were born for this.
Thank you so much. I think this was my first one because our coach said it's better for us to swim this to prepare for our open water nationals. That's in March.
Yeah.
But the main reason not swimming it, there's not really a reason. I just think it was better just to keep on training.
Oh, so you were training and you won. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that how good you...
So, like, yes, the sky's quite right. You were training. This is a training event and you won. What's the dream? Are you an Olympic swimmer or what's the deal?
That's the big dream, to become an Olympic swimmer. Yeah.
All right. So when you finished and you were like, oh snap, I won. How did that feel?
That felt amazing. I was very happy. It's like the hard work paid off.
So speaking of hard work, I want to know, now that you're done with it and you won, I don't know if you were expecting to win, but what was the toughest thing about completing the Midmar Mile?
I think the conditions when we swam, because it was a bit choppy. Mm. But the people just made it amazing, so I'm very happy.
It is nice, hey. I mean, I've only ever swum it once. I'll never do it again. And but it is. It's all the people watching you that makes you go, you know what? Let me just try. Let me just try. Catherine van Rensburg van Pretoria of congratulations.
You are
our 52nd Aquila Midmar Mile Woman winner. Hey, listen, Catherine, will we see you next year?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay, there we go. Thank you so much for joining us, Catherine. Louis Clark, he is the men's winner. He's from New Zealand. Well, yes, he is. And he's with us right now. Good morning, Louis.
Morning. How are we, team?
We are well. Listen, Louis, you won the Midmar Mile.
Yeah! Louis!
I can't.
The guy won.
Listen, Louis, like, shout out to you, what you did on the water, man, but you're still an All Black supporter and you're a New Zealander, and I mean, you know, I'm sure you know what the rivalry means between South Africa and New Zealand. So, I mean, well done, but, like, I'm not going to clap for you, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just...
Good. No, I wouldn't expect you to. No, that's fair enough.
Yeah, Louis, he's a bit salty. But listen, when you finished, I wasn't there, so I don't know, but when you finished and you won, did you do the haka?
Oh, I was thinking about it. I'd love to, but I thought it probably wasn't the time and place to do it.
Like, not the
probably
place.
Probably got attacked by a few supporters. Yeah, so didn't want to rub too much salt into the wounds.
It's East Coast Breakfast, only on East Coast Radio.